Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for this Monday, going to be increasingly cloudy. Got a chance for some flurries. High of about 29 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is 26. 22 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 26. 27 degrees in Racine. Well, the Green Bay Packers are still in the playoffs despite losing to the Minnesota Vikings last night at Lambeau Field, but the offense once again having trouble even making first downs, which doesn't bode well for the immediate future.
Disappointing, but you know, as I told the football team, it was important to, obviously being so late, we need to turn a page. Playoff season is here. We know how to win. We know what it takes to win, and we have a clear understanding of the things that you can't do.
That's head coach Mike McCarthy. His Packers are at Washington next Sunday afternoon. Racine police investigating a reported smash-and-grab crime inside the Target store on Durand Avenue about mid-afternoon Sunday. This happened in the electronics section, involving a number of iPads being stolen. The offenders fleeing the building to the east, according to the initial reports. Later on, police from Mount Pleasant helping to search for a vehicle that might have been involved, last seen in the Georgetown area. The Racine County Court System back at business today after the holidays, one of the cases being processed from the weekend arrest of 30-year-old Milwaukee resident Israel Oliver by Mount Pleasant Police, a weekend hit-and-run accident. This happened at the East Frontage Road and Highway 20. A witness following the offending vehicle northbound on I-94. It then exited at 7 Mile Road, and a news release says the car went east into the yard of a nearby home, then exited the parking lot of a gas station, continued east on 7 Mile, then looped around, got back onto the I, and went south at Highway G. It was later stopped at the Highway 20 off-ramp, the release indicating alcohol was not a factor. If you have Allstate insurance and you have to make a claim for something outside of your home, do not be surprised in the future if you see a drone used in the assessment process. Company spokesman Sean Broadfield says drones are going to be used when people might not be able to navigate after, say, a disaster or an accident.
The insurance industry is looking at things like a tornado or a hurricane where there's widespread damage. Drones can go in and assess damage very quickly. You know, and for us, it's very important that we get our customers' lives back to normal quickly.
Just remember, if you do get a drone, the FAA is now requiring it to be registered, and there are federal penalties for interfering with aviation. In Madison, school district officials now going to consider closing schools anytime the wind chill is expected to be 25 below zero or worse. The old threshold, 35 below. Policy amendment is in response to requests from parents concerned about their kids walking to schools or waiting at bus stops in such frigid, potentially dangerous conditions. And Wisconsin educators say they're pretty pleased with the approval of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, which passed both the House and Senate this fall. It was supported by the Wisconsin Education Association Council, the state's largest teachers group, according to Mary Kussler, who's an official with the National Education Association.
Every state will be required to adopt a set of college and career-ready standards. It is very clear in the legislative language that the federal government may not dictate, coerce, or require the adoption of the Common Core state standards, so it truly is up to the state.
Gino said the legislation, which replaced that as the controversial No Child Left Behind law, puts children's needs ahead of politics. Caledonia Village Board tonight going to be asked to look at allowing chickens on residential properties of less than 5 acres and not zoned agricultural. It's at the very end of the agenda under new business, the petition coming from Cindy Prattarelli, who's already had close to a dozen chickens on her property, but has since moved them to a farm to be in compliance. It'll be up to the board whether or not to send the request to committee or not. The agenda tonight also has resolutions for labor agreements with firefighters, Local 2740, as well as the Police Officers Union, Local 403. And there's a resolution that authorizes the starting wage for the new police chief, Dan Warren. In Kenosha tonight, the City Council going to start off the new year talking about a proposal that was made last year. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
Aldermen are expected to debate a proposed change to the city's big box ordinance that would allow such development in more areas of the city.
Meanwhile, current big box is limited to areas west of and immediately adjacent to Green Bay Road. In areas where a similar building already exists, this would allow such development along state highways within the city. Point person for downtown Kenosha redevelopment says market conditions are starting to swing in favor of new activity, and the storefront vacancy rate isn't that bad, though he calls them his problem children, and they do stand out. That's Christopher Nauman, executive director of Downtown Kenosha, who says those half a dozen vacant large buildings have only been sitting idle for a number of years. But he is confident the general economic upswing is going to lead to some new development.
Rents are starting to come up, so that makes the function and the utility of the building more valuable, and that now enhances potential investors to come in, starting to move ownership around, which is happening. It's on a very slow and deliberate pace right now. But as these buildings will fill and as we activate the spaces, you're going to see more value, which is going to then generate more development.
Recent positives, according to Nauman, include the Fifth Avenue Lofts, along with efforts to redevelop the old Elks Club into a boutique hotel, and the former Kresge store on Sixth Avenue. They want to turn that into studios and other space related to the arts. And Powerball's 12th largest lottery jackpot went unclaimed over the weekend, so the top prize for Wednesday night will be at least $400 million. That'll be the biggest jackpot since September of 2013, when somebody from South Carolina claimed the prize at just over $399 million. If someone does get all the right numbers Wednesday night, the lump sum payment would be nearly $245 million. So expect a few more folks to be playing the odds, which means a little longer line or two at local lottery ticket sale locations. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are there in podcast form whenever you want. Just go and look in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.